Hi everyone, hope you all are doing well and trying to get back to your usual life after lockdown. I'm Samia from Abhinav Immigrations and today I'm going to talk about Australia, specifically about the Regional Work Provisional Visa, subclass 491. So what is a regional area? Regional areas are the designated areas outside your metro cities like Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne. So many a times people get confused that it is a state-sponsored visa, like subclass 190, which is a permanent resident visa subclass, but no. Subclass 491, which is a regional visa, is a temporary visa subclass, which was earlier known as subclass 489. With the rules which came into effect in November 2019, subclass 489 was converted into subclass 491, which is also a temporary visa, but now it comes with a validity of 5 years. Which can be converted into a PR after 3 years. So to apply to subclass 491, we need to qualify with all the eligibility requirements. That is the point-based test, in which must score 65 points. And also we have been sponsored by a state or the territory or an eligible family member residing in the regional area of Australia. So it is very important to note that the family member should not be staying in the metro city but the regional area of Australia to sponsor for this visa application. Some of the key benefits of this visa subclass are that one can travel to and from Australia as many times as he or she wants. Also, it can lead to permanent residence after 3 years of staying on this visa and fulfilling the requirements. The one who applies for 491 subclass gets additional 15 points benefit for the sponsorship in the point system. So the ones who are keen in going to Australia but not being able to qualify with the point system can consider for subclass 491 and get additional 15 points in the points criteria. And also for the ones who are not aware, for the additional points that we now get in Australia are 5 points for NATI test, which is a language test, and it can also be appeared online. So for earlier, NATI test used to happen in Australia, but now in the current situation till December 2020, we can appear for this test online also. And Indian languages like Hindi, Punjabi and Tamil are also included for this particular test. Also, the ones who are married can get additional points for spouses, IELTS and skill assessment. And the ones who are singles and happily single can get additional 10 points for being single. All the above can give you a good jump in your application with the point system with the current increasing ranking scores. So the ones who have stayed on visa subclass 491 for at least 3 years and have a taxable income at or above a minimum threshold of 53,900 Australian dollar per year for at least 3 years can apply for subclass 191 and get a PR. So 191 subclass is also a permanent resident subclass, but it is for the people who have applied for 491, and once they convert their visa from temporary to permanent resident visa, they get subclass 191. So I hope this session brought some of the good insights that might help you in choosing Australia. Also, I hope all the podcasts that we share are informative and useful. Stay tuned till we bring in more podcasts for you. Also, we welcome suggestions from all our listeners. So in case anybody needs any specific information or knowledge or insight about a program or a country, may write us at web@avinav.com and we can try and present a podcast on the suggested topic. Also, for any queries, you can write us at web@abhinav.com or call us at 8595-338595. Thank you and have a good day.